What would you save? When you hear about a tragic event, like a fire or a flood, it's natural to feel sad for the people involved. It's also natural to think, if this happened to me, what would I save? Many people, like me, would take things that aren't expensive or even very useful. Why? There are a few reasons. It's a part of me. Sometimes a possession has been around so long that it becomes an important part of the owner's identity, representing their skills, goals, or experiences. Jeremy.
I'm a professional photographer, and I own several expensive, modern cameras. However, I also have a much older camera. It uses film. My father gave it to me years ago when I said I wanted to become a photographer. I took it with me everywhere. It was like a part of my body. My first camera reminds me of when I decided what I wanted to be.
Not what, but who. An heirloom can have sentimental value because it connects us to a loved one who has passed away, becoming a sort of substitute for that person. Sarah.
I have a teapot that used to be my grandmother's. For many years, I would visit my grandmother on Sundays, and she would serve tea from this beautiful teapot. If I was feeling sad or angry about something, talking with my grandmother over tea always helped. She always said, "Tea makes everything better." My grandmother passed away 2 years ago. Now her teapot is on a shelf in my kitchen. It's like a part of her is still with me.
I remember. Many times, we associate our things with a specific memory. Even if we can't be in that place or time again, we go back there in our minds. Dana.
5 years ago, when I came home from work, I walked up to my front door and heard someone inside my apartment. I ran to the cafe next door and called the police. A police officer came to the cafe and said, "Come with me, please." We walked into my apartment, and my friends jumped up and yelled, "Happy birthday!" and put a paper crown on my head. I wasn't being robbed. It was a surprise party. Every time I see that paper crown, I laugh.